Perikvav interferes. This perik is it's a perik that deals a lot with the musig of taimei mitzvahs. Let's start. Yesh bnei adam bim anshe chikri leva holchem bedachem filosofim chikri midaitom v'sichma kol dvar. There are people who like to inquire about everything, to think about everything, and so on. Tamua b'neim oid binyan mitzvahs ha'maisias sheyisk adam atzloch ha'nitzchis v'olma nivdol ad ha'mitzvah shigashmis. But they ask, is it possible that the physical mitzvahs have anything to do with Olam Haba? Now, let's the type of people he's speaking about are philosophers, and the value to them lies in things that you understand, in sichlius and whatever a person understands, that's what he is. That's, so to speak, the person's So the physical mitzvah itself is useful. It's a reminder. So if a person eats matzah, it reminds himself of Tzitzis Mitzrayim, but not that matzah itself. Much better to read a book about Tzitzis Mitzrayim than to eat the matzah. That's the thrust of it. The Amru, and they ask, They say there's a steer in obey. You're telling me that Olam Haba is a spiritual world. Nothing gashmi is that. How could a pound of matzah be what you get nitzchis for? It doesn't make sense that from something physical you get something which is not. At best, you know, they can be moida at best to sort of a commutative process. You eat the matzah, you remember Yitzchis Mitzrayim, you think deep thoughts about Yitzchis Mitzrayim, it's of Olam Haba, but not the other way around. So he says like this: the yoyis mezei matmiyim. So if at least I can identify the marshal stocker, it creates good heartedness. So it brings in some sort of positive mida, hashkaf in a person. Okay, I get that. We can also say that Shmuel gives schar, but he's quoting paraphrasing Chazal. So we can't say that shechting an animal in the neck is wonderful, because there are animals that are shechted in the base of Migdash Malika. If you do Malika outside, it's the Vela, so Manavshach. Which is a better Koach HaNefesh? Which gives you more Midas Tovus? Shechting from the front to the back, Manavshach. V'hine, em chotru drochim harbe losi sibu v'taym pidaitom. They've tried to give different timim, ashu rochak midarcha term da'ach hachamim, that are far from das hachamim. And it's only the people from Torah who know the emes and so on and so forth. Okay, now, the first point he makes is, So let's discuss this point that he makes, and it's an important point as follows. When a person says, I don't know, when a person says, okay, I'm just trying to play around a little bit. Okay, when a person says, I don't know, I don't know something doesn't make sense, is that a good proof, or is that not a good proof? So let's give it a mashal. Imagine I am, let's say as follows. I live in a small city. Let's say I live in a place with 100 families. And someone comes along and says, you know, I'm related to the Kleins from your family, from your city. I tell him, there is no Klein. And a person says, there is. So Loira Inu is a raya, because I know everybody. There's 100 families. I know every family, and there's no Klein. And Loira Inu is a good raya. If I live in New York City, and someone says I have, and I say I never heard of them, okay, well that's not really that's not a very good raya, because there are 1,000 people who I haven't, there are millions of people I don't know. In other words, the amount of people, the saying Loira Inu is a raya only if I should have seen, I should have known. Let's give another mashal. Imagine someone comes along to me and he says, there's a new medication for this machla, such and such an item. So I say, I never heard of it. So, never heard of it. It's not your field, you know nothing about it, and mechatesa. Let's say somebody, this is his field, and he said, I've never heard of it. That I never heard of it is a strong argument, and it needs to be answered. Because chances are, 99 of 100, I would have heard of it. It's a shaila. Let's say, so you're saying like this, Lishitosa. Let's say in the world of Seichel, imagine that somebody would have, in the world of Seichel, we understand and know everything in this world. So now when I come to deal with something outside of this Metzius, I'm asking myself, why don't I know? Why don't I understand? Because Tachlis, I should have understood. I should have known. That is the taina. So even though it's still not daima, because I live in a world of ruchnius, of gashmius, and this is ruchnius, but at least I'm asking from a point of strength. I'm somebody who knows everything in this world, and I know something I know everything about this world, and I don't know anything about what you're talking about. So at least it has some sort of bearing, some sort of metzias. Mashain came when I am dealing that when I'm a person who doesn't even understand physical things, the mechatesa, I should ask a question on ruchnisik things. So let's take a look. The scientists know a lot about gravity. They understand how gravity works, and they understand the strength of gravity, what determines the strength of gravity, what it uses, and so on and so forth. No one has the foggiest idea. I know the video is not working. Let me see. The camera, I think, is not working. Let me just see a second. Not even sure which narrative kind of supposed to press over here. Let's see, stop video. Yeah, now it's better. Okay, I stopped it. I was going to tell you, I don't know how to work it, but I guess Lirina and Araya on my not knowing how it works. So now there's nothing in the physical world. There's a lot that science knows, and there's so much that not only don't, it's not only the pshat is choisi idea. It doesn't make any sense. Is light a particle? Is it a wave? Well, it works both ways, but it can't be both. But it is. So sach hakol, there's so much even today, and certainly in his days. So it says like this. Ach ein advarm, ki advarm ativim kru balachayim vafatzmochem enoistam sibu v'tam. Don't tell me the doctors and the scientists know. Let's explain this point. I think it's an important point to explain when we're talking about the general science and so on. Scientists know an awful lot. Scientists don't know an awful lot more. And the truth is, no matter how much they'll know, there's going to be an incredible amount that they won't know. Somebody once said, one sort of physicist once wrote that science is a never-ending series of black boxes. As soon as you get out of one black box, you're in another one, because it keeps expanding. We've defined gravity, but what creates gravity? What makes gravity? How does gravity travel with such distances and yet is so weak? It's an amazing koach. It's a koach that can travel the whole universe, and yet it is incredibly weak. Other koachos are much stronger, and a magnet, a little magnet that you buy for a dime in a corner store, is much stronger than gravity, because it can pick up a nail above it. But its power decreases so rapidly that if it's more than a half a meter away, there's no attraction to it. Why? How? No, we don't know. But we learn the important takeaway from it is not scientists don't know. What it means is we can live in a framework where we know the bottom layer that affects us without knowing anything before. When someone comes out to me and says, "How can you believe in God? You can't define God." Blah, 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 blah. Well, you live in a universe, whether you like it or not, that you can't define and don't know nothing either. So it's one thing that you tell me, "Vim taima v'yesh laima." If you're being chayke derish, yes, that's darich hachachma, that you ask and answer and so on. But not knowing in itself is not it's not a proof to anything. It's always like that. Lorena and Araya is always like that. And furthermore, when there's an expectation that I know everything, if I ask the biggest bucky in the door, a certain medrash exists, certain medrash, he says, I don't remember such a medrash. That statement is also not definitive, but it's a meaningful statement. The chances are so strong that he would know it, that not knowing is a raya. But here, what is he saying? He's not saying anything. So the chachmei ha-teva l'shitosam, you're telling me it doesn't make any sense. Well, so much in nature does not make sense. And it's fascinating today in quantum physics. The difference in quantum physics and regular physics is not, it doesn't lie, it lies, on what darga they're looking at. But the difference is regular physics was the most, quote unquote, sensible thing around. It's like telling a person how a car works. You have to describe what pushes, what pulls, what turns. Once you see it, it makes 100% sense. Everything that's turning is pushed by something and is pulling something, and it's very simple. Quantum physics doesn't work like that. Things don't make sense. But it's there, it's a metzius. So it says, so b'chlal, I don't see that I have b'chlal to have a chiv to answer that. And he adds another point over here, which I think is also important. He says that they're coming from a context, a physical context, which Lamarshall, let's take an example of a different. If the water is not working in my house, the answer to that is because there's a leak somewhere in a pipe. I have to find the pipe and fix it, something like that. Fine. If I'm living in Russia and there's no water, the answer could be because I need to pay the guy in the water a few dollars, a ruble under the table, because that's how he makes a living. So he cuts off the water until you pay him ruble. That answer doesn't make any sense in America. There's no metzias like that. And b'meila, I have nothing. I can't. That's not an answer. It's not part of the overarching reality. In Russia, it's very much as part of the overarching reality, and it makes sense there. When I'm trying to make sense of something, it means I'm comparing a specific phenomenon to a context in which it's coming. So in this world, in the physical world that I'm part of, things make sense, meaning I have a set of experiences and I've come to believe this is the way the physical world works. And this is a specific phenomenon and it has to somehow fit into it. And if it doesn't fit in, it's strange, it's weird, it doesn't make sense, it's questionable if the phenomenon is true or not. How do I know what a ruchnistic world is? So in this world, I understand, I can evaluate a person in the context of this world, and I understand what midas tovas are, what they're not, and so on. Shatness, you're right. I can't translate it in terms of this world because it's not part of context. I need to have a context of Torah, and that's what he says over here. This, by the way, I mean, is what Where morale came in different than many of the Mepharshim before him. And I want to try to explain a point. People speak about morale with Kabbalah and so on.
The morale does not use Kabbalah terms, not out to use Kabbalah terms. That's not the point of the morale. What the morale is trying to do is, the morale is speaking about what is the context of the meaning of things. The philosophers, let's take an example. Rosh Hashanah Shaul Hirsch wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula and explained it in the context of a noble human society. That's the context he's working with. That's the context we want to work with. That's the context that German Yekis understood, that the Germans understood. This was the language. So Kol HaTorah Kula explains how a noble and elevated society it lives by these mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs. The early philosophers, you know, the classic Spanish philosophers, many of them explained it also in terms of how a person becomes a nobler person using the context of philosophy. The morale's context was Torah has its own context. The drastic change of Kabbalah is not the terminology. It's the aleph of it was Torah's meaning has its own context, and whatever, unless you understand it like that, you won't be able to answer Kol HaTorah Kula. You can translate most of Torah into many, many different worlds. You can't translate all of Torah. Shatness is you have a long, long, hard shot at translating it into other terms. But when you start using the terms of Kabbalah, that becomes meaningful. Sakapanim, that's what he says. So basically, his point is, and again, he's not using Etzem Kabbalah as much as trying to understand that Torah's real explanation is Minei Obey, and any other explanation is just going to be crude. It's not going to be Eminent Evidence. Okay, so now he's going to speak about the Musik of Taimei HaMitzvahs per se. Brings the famous Gemara in Brachos. Tan Perek Einoim Din. Ha'imal ken tzipu yigirach mecha, val toiv yizochash mecha, moidim moidim mishaskan oisai. Ad kan. Ubekame Gemara bishan moidim moidim mechsi kishayu shuyas, val toiv yizochash mecha, nam yidim asha al toiv leila ro, utnan chayv vorkha leila ro, kshin vorkha toiv. Aval kan tzipu yigirach mecha, my time aloi, plig batre ama roi ma roba, rabi yisib ab, rabi yisib baz vida, chad am apnei shematlokin my sabreishas, am shayisim yidoy sabrachmin. So the Gemara here is giving us some sort of explanation of what is a tama mitzvah. We're talking about ken tzipa, and when the person says al ken tzipa yigirach mecha, that the reason for ken tzipa is achmim. So one of the yamas says oisim yidoy sabrachmin gzeiros. One says matkim asibreishis. Kach yeshlem b'min ze noyeg dava ze u'min ze noyeg dava acha. Aval midas harachmim kol ma'izri rachmanis b'in echad, v'kein lama richem al ze dafke. So, v'ayah ze appeared v'chilik b'minim sheish b'dava b'min ze tzah Hashem Yisbarach mash enke b'minim acherim. The first thing he understands, he's explaining the Chazal that it makes kina b'maisa gracious. So, the first thing is, he obviously, it doesn't mean that, the birds come along and they strut their feathers and the poor, sheep get very annoyed and so on. They're not thinking. They don't think and they don't understand. They don't know and it doesn't make a difference. It's not. What it means is as follows. for us, we have various ritzonos. And we like different things in different ways. Because we are people with different midas, different chunas. So I like Reuven a lot because he's very, very interesting. He's very witty, etc., etc. I don't like Shimon so much. He's a difficult person. He's an action. Levi, I'm indifferent to v'chulu. Because I'm a person with different halakim, so my yachas to people is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there are no chilukim, and the word favorite doesn't make sense, and therefore it's all coming with a certain point to it. Let's give a dogma. If I walk into my house and there's a bowl of candy there, and I rummage around the candies, and I'll take three chocolates and only one toffee, and I'm going to leave the hot candy alone. So somebody asks me why. I'll tell them because I really like chocolate. I'm okay with this, and I'm very, very, I don't like the hot candy. Because my taste, it's a reaction to my taste, and I favor this, and I have less this and that. Now, imagine I manufacture candy for a living. And someone asks me, how come you manufacture three times as much chocolates as you do toffee, and very little, as you don't touch sour candy? Why not? So if the answer is, because this is my favorite, I like this a lot, well, it's hard to see how I'm going to stay in business, unless with a b'chin of Shem, b'sayim Hashem, or something like that, but not better than that. But so my answer will be the market, there's a big market for chocolate. There's a so-so market for toffee. Hot candies, there's somewhat of a market for, but there's tax problems and delivery problems and so on. My answer is going to be one answer. The profit margin is best at this, okay at this and this, and I allocate my resources accordingly. That's my answer. It's one answer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says I love birds, I like sheep less, and I really don't like horses. So that's why horses you can't eat. Sheep, there's no din of this and this is that. That means you're splitting kaviyakas. Kinab b'maisibracious means, the Maral explains, I'm creating a chiluk in the maisibracious. I'm sort of saying more like, less like. The problem is not that the maisibracious have a hang up. The problem is how could it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Gzeira means that's the way it was set up. It was set up that there should be a din like this here and like that. It's not a reaction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner liking this, like that, the other one, but rather it is the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up things. So now if I ask myself, so to say on Kensipi Yagir Achmecha, I'm asking for a split. Let's say you have a class, and I'm asking, one kid hasn't done his work, and I'm appealing to the teacher's sense of liking, favoritism. That's a very poor teacher. I could say to the teacher, this boy needs to have this overlooked in order to function well. So then it's all part of the teaching mahalach, and that makes sense. But I can't have the teacher come along. I can't tell the teacher his personal liking, because then what I'm doing is I'm splitting up. The teacher is no longer a teacher, but he's rather picking and choosing of a class that exists. That is his first havana. The second one, Ulamad Dama Shaisa Midas Rachman Ben Alexeris Pirish Shein Roy Shemidas Hashem Esbar Shumani Galom Bitmidas Le Rachman Rach Bedino Begzera Kagzera Fichachmosi Esbar.
Mekolkem an hogat midas idin fishu yosha, v'dovaze roy.
So now he says another point. The difference, you know, we tend to think of the difference between midas adin and rachmim. One is harsh, one is soft, nice, good, whatever it is. That's how we think. There's a much deeper havana of it, much deeper tfisa. Metzias is midas adin. Let's take an example. All of science is midas adin. It means this is what is. There is no room for change whatsoever. And that's why it's called a metzias. So when a scientist makes a statement, it is absolute. If the statement is correct, it is absolute. It is true in as he's defined it, always, everywhere, all the time. We see that as being real metzias. The reason why we tend to look at science as being quote-unquote real and humanities, liberal arts, as not being real in the same way, is because philosophy changes. And it's wishy-washy, and yes, and more, and maybe, and sometimes, and people today think this way, but that way. There's nothing hard and fast about that. And that's why it's so absurd when people speak about scientific morality. It's a tie to the sasra almost. But you know, science is a metzias. When HaKadosh, Midas HaDin is Yikov HaDin HaSahar. There is no flexibility because it's a metzias. So you can't say, well, you know, if something hit a child, this child is so poor and innocent, this little baby, maybe just this once the bullet shouldn't kill. So it's absurd. Midas HaRachmim means, by definition, flexibility. It means overriding metzias. It means, yes, you don't deserve, but. Yes, you don't deserve, but is a midah that has, in a certain sense, it's made away with reality. It's done away with reality. It's not that if you fail the test, you don't get in. It's sometimes you do get in. It's not hard and fast. So midas, the midah that is most, that should be the most ongoing on Hagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is midas hadin, gzeira. The midas harachmim is a necessary ancillary, auxiliary midah, because you can't survive more. So mashal, school, let's take a school. A school that's built on the side of whatever you do is okay, is not going to be much of a school. I know it's the dream of many students. It's hard to believe a parent would send the kid to a school where whatever you do is okay. Because then what are you giving my child? What is he learning? I mean, whatever he's doing, okay, you can do at home with crayons. So what are you learning? On the other hand, a school that a computer runs and everything is automatically reset, that's not human. So this one time I didn't feel well and I had some personal stresses. I didn't want to test well. I don't know. If you don't get well on test, you fail. That's it. So Midas HaRachmim has a makom to make it livable. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world itself is Midas HaDin, it's Metzias, and it's reality. It's and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshatif Midas HaRachmim so that it's survivable for people. But so it's one thing when you're talking about specific situations. Klal Yisrael in was Mitzrayim, Halol Adav Zara, you know, and we needed Rachmim and B'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrode Midas HaDin. But to say that he sets up the Chatchila Torah because birds need some extra help, if that's the Nekud in the Mitzvah, that's wrong. Because you can't set up a world like that. And down deep, the person is not the herring what the Olam HaMitzvah is. To him, the Olam HaMitzvah is a whims. So they belong to liberal arts. They don't belong to science. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as Metzias. All of the Bria is Alekim. The mitzvahs should have the same power and strength, should have the same substance as Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to succeed, so he added Midas HaRachmim to be used at times. But it's not to usurp Midas Adin. It's to help it. And therefore, to say that the heart of a mitzvah lies what we will call rachmin is a distortion of mitzvahs. Okay, any points, any questions, anything? Okay, okay, so guten. Alter.